Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Al-Qaeda's North African affiliate has claimed an attack by heavily armed assailants on an Ivory Coast resort that killed 14 civilians and two soldiers on Sunday. On Skype, VOA asked Deakin University regional expert Greg Barton if Al-Qaeda is trying to establish its brand against the Islamic State.
I think this is only really explicable in terms of the competition, the rivalry between Al-Qaeda broadly and ISIS broadly. Of course, the attacks in Sousse in Tunisia, both the attacks on the beach resort of Sousse and the earlier attack in the capital, Tunis, involved military-style attacks with assault rifles and explosives from people trained by ISIS and coming out of Libya. And, of course, Libya has been the focus of growing ISIS presence. But Al-Qaeda globally is worried about being eclipsed as a global jihadi brand by ISIS.
Site Intelligence Group, which monitors jihadist websites, said Al-Qaeda and the Islamic Maghreb claim responsibility for the Ankara attack. A large explosion ripped through the main square in Turkey's capital, Ankara, that is, killing at least 34. The blast comes less than a month after a car bomb attack in the capital killed at least 29. There is no claim of responsibility. Ankara has been battling the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party as well as the Islamic State. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has accused Syria of trying to disrupt the U.N.-sponsored peace talks aimed at ending the five-year civil war by demanding that there be no discussion of removing President Bashar al-Assad from power, peace talks set to resume today in Geneva. This is VOA News.